one.
Gotcha.
Back again.
Back again. Last we spoke, we were 500. How have things been for you?
0-3. 5-8, fourth of six in the East.
So what for you, it went 3-0.
Oh, it's been a year of runs. 3-0, 3-5, 5-5, 5-8. So at this rate, I should finish out six.
Three wins, eight. Five losses, two wins, three losses.
That's just never going to cut it. Like, it's only been streaks. It's really weird.
That is rough. I think my longest losing streak is only a game. I would have to go back and look. I mean, I'm only one game over 500. It's tough. I went 2-1 since last we spoke.
You're the opposite. You're back and forth.
I'm hanging by a limb. So yeah. It feels like.
So you are, since we last spoke, were you also 5-5?
Yes. Okay. We're both 5-5. And yeah.
So since then, you're 2-1. You are firmly within the playoff.
I'm in the picture.
Gosh,
I'm in the hunt.
And we'll get to this, but this is where it's fun. This is where we had to do it. We got our NFL scenarios up, so we gotta hit you guys with the scenarios.
Was there anything? I feel like, you know, people have kind of kept up. They've been begging for pods and begging for recaps.
Let's see.
Times got a little busy. One of us got married. Not one of me and you, but one of the people that contributes to the content. So we all had to take a little break.
Oh, yeah. I had to take some time off, you know. Congratulations, Mike. You know, I thought when I saw the power rankings, I was like, oh, sweet. Can't wait to see if I'm like, you know,
I was going to ask you this. But I didn't feel not seeing your name.
But I shouldn't be surprised at all. Mike's like, these teams literally
don't matter.
So tracking on Mike's logic,
we'll touch on the kind of the position that you're in. You're really not, but we'll touch on the race for the bottom after we kind of touch on. So let's start with the playoff picture, and then we'll do some previewing, and then we will we'll do a break in the preview and look at lemonade race.
Yes, exactly.
Playoff picture. Do you have that pulled up?
I have the projected playoff bracket. So the two buys right now, they are projecting double D's, TDs, and ETN, SCN, 9-4. Shout out Connor. My back being the other buy. So that's 1-2 on the top half of the bracket and the bottom half of the bracket, respectively. The 4-5 matchup that the winner of this will play, if things stand, Connor, would be Trey, who's just a playoff team, just a fucking playoff team, versus Rob. So third in the West versus second in the East for the chance to play the number one seed. And then you have this 3-6, you have the you and Mike battle for the chance to play Evan. Really, I like the way that those are kind of shaping out. Now, I, a relevant guy here, have not been paying laser focused attention to the top half of the bracket. I've been more concerned on my own team, which has flaws for days. How likely is that to switch up? Are there people that we think might jump people? And I know we'll go over some of this once we get into the matchups this week, but do you see any of this changing, or do you see the projected playoff matchup staying as is?
Both can flip-flop.
Okay. Talk to me.
I'm pretty sure. So Mike, my back, and don't forget about Dre. They're going for the top seed in their division.
Right.
They both have the same record. They're not playing each other. So there's the potential that they both win, they both lose. One wins, one loses. Rob wins, then Rob gets that spot. I don't think there's enough ground to make up where if both of them win, Evan has about 100-point lead on Rob. So if Rob was to win and outscore Evan by over 100 points, then he can leapfrog him. That seems highly unlikely.
Right.
But I would love for Evan to have a dud against me. We'll get into the matchups here soon. On the other side, the West has Connor and Mike. And Mike has the point advantage, but Connor has the win in hand. So Connor would have to lose, and Mike has to win. And Mike gets the number one seed. Yep.
Number one overall seed.
Yeah, and number one overall seed.
Mike's killing Connor. How is Connor's points for 1339? What a lucky motherfucker to be 9-4.
Yeah.
Okay. So Mike has, if Mike wins and Connor loses, which, you know, is always in play, he doesn't need anything with the points. He can win and score 100 points less than Connor and still jump
just
to the number
to
one
win
seed.
And Connor lose.
So just the win and the loss there.
Yeah.
On the other side, let's see. Yeah, you talked about that, Rob.
So then this was the most intriguing part that Mike had highlighted. Me, Trey, Johnny all have the same record. It's divided by points.
Right.
Let's play each other. So two of us out of the three are going, and one's going to get left out, and we could all have the same record and one of us miss.
And then that would be off of points.
Yep. And right now.
Oh, Johnny. How is Johnny's points are much lower. Not that much lower.
He's so not that much lower. He's 24 points lower than me.
Okay. You guys are like evenly spaced out, and Trey's like 25, 30 points above you.
Right.
So that's why the.
There's potential. I could leapfrog Trey, have a higher seed.
Right.
Or Johnny leapfrog me. He could even leapfrog both of us with a 50 point outcome.
Right. But none of you guys are going to catch Rob. So the places where it breaks off, the top four teams are going to be the top four teams. And then the 5, 6, and 7 are going to be 5 and 6. And one of them won't matter, like me.
And let me interject because we're talking points, right?
Yeah.
Couple things about the points. Number one, Connor has had more points against than points for. He's being outscored.
Oh my God.
By 3 points. Bradford has the fourth
most
points and is not going to make the playoffs. He doesn't even have a chance. That's a tough break.
It does suck that five of us have a 0% chance. But before it would be like a, 10 to 12% chance, a 17% chance. I do like that we have this 3-for-2 race that you can focus in on. Because sometimes it gets too chaotic. This, as we're breaking it down, is fairly simple to follow.
And for the three teams that are fighting for the two spots, Trey has an 81% chance. Johnny has a 60% chance. And I have a 59% chance.
So,
and I kind of think that me and Johnny have the same percentage. But they just were like, we can't have two teams at 60. Here you go with a 59% chance.
Well, so, all right. So I understand the Trey 81, of course. He's the top of the stack.
He's got the points.
Out of you guys. But you do have
more points than John.
More points than Johnny.
I think they're pulling into
matchups.
Yep.
Okay.
And
all right.
Maybe we should just jump in there.
Let's transition there. And then I will say a funny zone. Is okay, we'll get to the we'll get to that later.
Okay.
So for week 14, let's
do a playoff matchup, which would be you and Trey. You want to start there?
Sure.
Because there is some playoff implication. We might have to circle back on that.
Right. And this is good to go first because the furthest thing from the matchup of the week.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. All right. Cool. So I'm currently projected 93.3 to Trey's 105.5. Pretty simple for Trey. He leads the thing. He leads the subgroup on points.
Here's one more piece.
He's in.
If he wins, he's in. Okay. If he loses, he could still get in.
Oh,
but
yeah.
If both me and Johnny win, then he's out.
So if he loses, he needs one of you all to lose and not. Yeah, and the other ones are not jumped. Yeah. Okay.
And that most likely won't happen. If two out of three of us lose, Trey's most likely in.
Oh,
him being one of the losses. So okay. let's dive in.
So currently there's something that jumps right out at me. He has Kyler Murray and James Conner as his quarterback and flex going against the Patriots D on Monday night. The Cardinals obviously play the New England Patriots on Monday night. We are not going to know, maybe he changed the defense, whatever. We're not going to know the overall.
That's an interesting
point.
You don't usually see
play
two players against their defense.
No, I mean, maybe like a tight end or something. Like if you're throwing McBride out there, I can understand versus Pat's D. Funny enough, McBride's on the other side of the ball.
Yeah.
So we'll have that part of it come out. And Matt Prater. Big Cardinals game here.
I just don't think he's going to keep Jerry Jeudy there. I think he's going to go three Arizona players with
Hollywood.
I would play Hollywood over Jerry Jeudy.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I think
I might even.
Oh no, he should. Dude, he should play. He should play Chiefs D. The Chiefs play the Broncos.
Oh yeah, that's probably what he's gonna do.
He's gonna change that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And play three Cardinals. Man, yeah. That's a lot of trust in the Cardinals.
Yeah, but yeah, especially against Belichick.
Coming off a bye, I'll cut it out. Perfect.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We edit stuff. Were you gonna say who do I like here?
Yeah, on your team because your team has gotten healthier.
My team has gotten healthier just in time, except for Lamar. I like my running backs and wide receivers. I like Swift, Pacheco, Chase, and Kirk now. Everybody else can go fuck off.
Yeah.
Tannehill sucks. McBride, we'll see. DJ Moore, I don't know. I mean, maybe.
You might play Peoples Jones over Moore, right?
Maybe, but like Moore actually did kind of look good with Darnold before the bye. So I don't know. I'll probably stick that one in there. And like, I need to win.
You do want
to
win. Yeah.
I'm not a likely shot for the lemonade, but I am in
play. You're still in the race.
In play.
Some crazy shit would have to go down, but yeah, but I'm always play to win.
Yeah.
You gotta play to win.
And I can't end my year on a 4-game losing streak.
No.
I know it's the year of streaks, but let's let this streak go into next year.
What would be cool is you win this game and then you win the consolation bracket and end the year on a 4-game win streak.
Yeah, but then we do away with that as the pick of picks for next year? Haven't we done it? Doesn't this year's consolation bracket not mean anything?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. So,
damn.
It probably matters.
No, it doesn't matter at all
because
just are going to fill out a bracket.
It's never going to matter again.
Dang, are we sure we want to commit to that?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, it just sucks for
us. I was the one that was bitching the most about
Who cares?
The pick of picks.
I want you to bitch less when it comes to draft time. Quit ruining my summer with fucking...
Every 2 weeks, hey, quick reminder, this shit sucks.
Right.
I'm not changing any mics over here. I'm not changing anything. I'm like, yeah, but can we just look at it? Would you look at it?
So, you know, because we play to win, give me give me minus 12 or whatever I am right now. And
I mean, I like Chase could go off. Kirk can go off. DJ Moore Mike could go off. I do like Pacheco, but that's a tough defense they're facing. But DeAndre Swift should just eat against Minnesota.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pulling for you because if Trey loses, then I'm in.
I'm pulling for me to, you know what? Fuck it. Let's go out highest score this week. Tannehill.
Two books. Ends right, you got it the first week and
book in the high
out.
Scores,
yeah.
I like I'll that's how I make my money back, or at least hedge. All right,
do Mike's game or
let's
I
get
think
one
Mike's
out.
Game is the least.
Oh, yeah,
do we want to do a playoff pitcher because Mike's game is the least playoff pitchery?
Okay, is Sean how in the running is Sean for the basement?
He's very much in the running.
Is he the
second? Should we take a pause and lemonade it already? We should have just done it before we start breaking it down. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So I'll do it this way. So we have one team that is 4-9. We have four teams that are 5-8. So Ian is at 4-9. If Ian loses, he's the lemonade man.
Yep.
If Ian wins, we have some other things that come into play.
Yes.
So from most likely to do the lemonade to least likely to do the lemonade, you have Ian, then Sean, then Walsh, then me, then Bradford.
Yep.
Now that is stack ranked reverse order from the bottom. Ian's at 1240 points for. Sean's at 1243.
Yeah.
Sean is the most likely other finisher. So if Ian wins and Sean wins, so Ian would need any of us to lose and score less. Purgatory, because we have no chance of making it into the playoffs, and we have
Ian
no
would
chance.
Have to make up 160 points to catch you, and he would have to make up 265 to catch Bradford.
I'm gonna say that's impossible.
I would agree, because what's the highest score ever? You should know it, right?
Wasn't it like 190, 211?
I think it's 190. Is it
191? No, I think it's like 191.
Has no one broke 200 ever?
I don't think so. I really don't. So, yeah, kind of like the draft in 2021. Bradford and I are sort of on an island of our own. So, interjection there. So, we really have two teams going for the last spot. And I think that transitions us back nicely.
Back to the mic.
Sean. To Mike versus Sean. So, you're right. Sean wins this game. He's in. He's out of the, you know what I mean? Mike wins this game. He only does himself favors to potentially getting a higher
seed. Get a one seed. Yeah. So Mike really wants to win this game. Right. Sean really doesn't want to lose it.
Correct.
Who does? What happens?
Oh, man. You know what? So I like Sean here because the Vikings play the Lions. This is such a good week for him to have.
Yeah, that's a lot of scoring.
Vikings play the Lions. And my other team where I'm actually good, I'm in first place, not to brag. Mm-hmm. I have Garrett Wilson and Justin.
That's your dynasty league?
No, that team's also bad.
Yeah, we're really bad at that one.
I have Garrett Wilson and Justin Jefferson, and I fucking love those guys. Even though Wilson's playing at the Bills, the Bills secondary is really good. I kind of like Sean here, and I just see it. You know, I see Gus Edwards up there. I see a lot of purple. Go Ravens, I guess. I think I'm just kind of feeling Sean on this one.
Yeah, looking at it. Jalen Hurts is kind of the only piece on Mike's team at this point. Diggs a little bit.
Dude, Diggs is a beast.
Diggs is a beast, but I'm a hater. So, as I said, just Hurts is the only piece that I'm like, this guy can – I mean, QB1 last week, 33-something points.
Yeah,
he's – in the league that I'm 11-2 in, I have Jalen Hurts.
See, this is the what-if game for us.
I kind of like Mike. Kind of want Sean to do the lemonade stand.
I kind of am rooting for that as well.
No fault against anybody, right? Like,
but I that could be fun. You know, Palmer, I'm sure would help. Mm-hmm. You know, I could just an Eddie Mills lemonade stand in it where Sean's wearing a suit. Like, that's just a funny concept. That's a funny concept. So,
I'm taking Mike.
Why are they both projected so low? Is it because Mike's?
Because Mike's team, their teams suck. Their teams are not good.
That's Mike has McLaurin and Aaron Jones on by.
Doesn't really matter. His team is just not that good.
That matters. okay, let us continue the bottom of the barrel train to the matchup of Boyd Dax truly unfortunate to No Bus November.
Mm-hmm.
This is where Ian's got to pull one out. And boy,
and going against the bust is no easy feat. But
the bust, all of his players are on bye. Alvin Kamara, Claypool, Algier, Curtis Samuel,
Patterson. Like,
how do you physically have that many players on the bye?
Was Billy Bust just getting wins because his byes were so late in the season and he was catching people on other byes? Was his team always fraudulent?
I don't know. Could be.
Can we reevaluate the Debo Alvin Kamara trade again? At the beginning of the season, you said it was a waste.
Aren't they both bad?
They are both bad, yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm rocking my sweatshirt, so I got to support my guy. Oh, fuck,
I didn't even see that. It's always sunny.
I kind of think that Debo's headed up. He can't get any worse. Hey, Kamara is just going to stay the same.
I'm going to New Orleans on Friday. You want me to get you a Kamara shirt or something?
I don't think so. He's going to be suspended like half the season next year. I don't know if that's one that I want to rock.
I need to like get something while I'm down there. I'm thinking I might get like a.
Well, you got to get Jameis.
That's what I was thinking. Or like maybe a Zion Big Head t-shirt or something.
That would be cool.
That could be fun.
Williamson. Sorry.
Duke legend Zion Williams.
I listened to the Ryan Russillo podcast and they were making comps for
Zion
for players with, I think he was Trevor Lawrence, wasn't he?
Yeah number one pick,
all the hype, hasn't done it yet,
yeah, but shown real flashes.
Yeah,
I was just listening.
The best
to
one was Lamar Jackson is
Ja Morant.
Yeah, now,
I liked the Taylor Heineke was Alvarado from the Pelicans. Yeah, that's fucking that's spot on
because Alvarado's good.
Yeah, he's like good, but like, not like you don't want that to be your guy. Exactly. Yeah. All right. So here we have on the left.
Does he even have enough to make a roster? He's going to start Russell Gage. I remember when Russell Gage was like, this is a deep sleeper in your drafts. Draft Russell Gage.
What are you looking at? It. Who has Russell Gage?
Billy Bust.
Oh, no. He
on
barely
his bench.
Oh, he barely has enough to make a roster, dude. But you know who's been kind of nice, though, is Zay Jones.
He doesn't have enough. He doesn't have a second running back. Yeah.
Dude, he might not check this tomorrow. Like he might not check this team.
I hope he doesn't, because then
that brings all chaos into play. And maybe him.
No, but he's far enough away. But if he doesn't score enough points,
and if Sean if he scores really low and Sean also wins, you never know.
It could be him.
Never know. And so Ian's, and here's the thing. You know Ian's going to put out his best effort. He's got guys that can just score points. You know, if you have, this is another situation like the last game, you have Dak and Dalton Schultz against the Texans. I feel like they're always putting up 50 points. Like, why not two Dalton Schultz touchdowns and a 35 from Dak?
Just for everybody at home, if there's a chance for you to have or get Kansas City because they play Houston, like that, any playoff – if you can get a defense that is going to play the Texans, get them on your bench so that you can play them in the playoffs. Because every defense that has gone against Houston is just dropping like 20. Cleveland had 35 points for the defense.
All right, let's call it, that was an outlier. But I do see your point.
The game before that was like 20, which is, I mean, just a, you know, one or two less touchdowns.
All right. So like they play. Okay, I'm not going to do that right now.
Yeah. So who are you taking?
I'm taking IFES.
Yeah, I'm also taking IFES. It's a better narrative.
All right.
Just swap out Sutton there.
So should we transition into some heavy hitting matchups?
I think so.
All right.
I want to do
one.
That...
No, let's do this one that's still flirting with outside of the outside of the playoffs. Right now, Bradford is projected 60 points.
That's what I was thinking.
He has four players on bye.
But it was so frustrating that he beat me with Cam Akers.
I know. Like I had Who Cam scored Akers a touchdown late?
Two, I think. He had 18 points. It was like, where did this come from?
Like, that sucks for you.
Yeah, so he's got Montgomery, Alan Lazard, Taysom Hill, and Colts defense all on bye. He does not yet have a defense.
Oh my gosh. This
but he will get Joe Mixon in there and probably Deontay Johnson.
Maybe Gallup.
No. I would probably play Gallup because it's the Houston factor that we've touched on.
Right. So call Bradford's projections, bump it up by 25 to 30.
I was
four positions.
I wouldn't say I was bored at work, but I was just like trying to do the math of like how much does he need? Or like how much can he get from the roster? And I'm pretty sure that the made up projection I did was 96.3 for Bradford if he sets his lineup. So it's still
did
a 7
that today?
Point. Yeah.
Crazy.
And I just made up like, all right, a tight end probably can get 5 point. I think that was like the highest projected tight end.
You said how many points? 96.3.
I'll read off Bradford's lineup and you do the calculator. Okay.
No. Tell me the number that you just said. We're gonna write that down and we're gonna see how close that is to his projections Sunday morning. What was the number? What was the number you just said?
My guess is 96.3 projected points.
I'm gonna check that. 96.
Set a reminder.
I just put it in my calendar for Sunday morning.
Because I was thinking Mixon's going in there, Dante Johnson's going in there.
Yeah.
Or Gallup. I can't remember which one I thought. Maybe Hardman's back. I doubt it, though. And then the top-rated tight end, who's probably like Tyler Conklin or I don't know. And I'll probably text Bradford, like, this is the tight end that I would pick up in your
position.
Get
the fuck out of here.
Well, I need him to beat Johnny.
No, you need him to score 96.3.
Yeah. I guess that's a secondary. Well, we're checking projection before the game starts. I'm hoping that he outprojects scores more than.
Yeah. I just want to see if your work side project
Sunday at 1 p.m.
How close he gets to that.
Uh-huh.
All right. Johnny, on the other hand, gritty team. Foster Moreau, not somebody I thought would be in the tight end slot.
No.
Somebody looking at the playoffs. But hey,
he's on my dynasty team because of Kyle Pitts. But yeah, that just should let you know how. Rough.
That's just like a whoa. But I really like McCaffrey and Miles Sanders and Tyler Lockett.
McCaffrey showed up on the injury report today, limited in practice.
Dude, whatever.
It's definitely whatever. And they need like that. Like what I'm the reason why I'm hyped about Debo is the same reason I'm hyped about McCaff is that they're gonna have to give them touch up. Like he'll probably have 6 to 7 catches alone.
Who McCaffrey?
McCaffrey will.
Yeah. 100%.
and then he should have the majority of the running back snaps with Elijah Mitchell out. They're not gonna trust either of the two rookies, Jordan Mason or TDP. I don't think
who's
Price
TDP?
Got any.
Who's TDP?
Tyrion Davis Price.
Who the fuck is that? What?
Third round pick, bro. Come on. What do you mean?
You're like, yeah,
Rob
dude.
Knows.
You're like,
Rob,
yeah.
Rob will post in the group. He's like, yeah, TDP is where it's at. Yeah, pretty sure he went to South Carolina.
Who, Nuke? David Njoku? Yeah, I'm sure.
All right. I don't know at all.
All right. So give me, Johnny.
Miles Sanders, did you see?
I have him on my other team that's sick. Sorry.
But there was a Twitter or something, a TikTok maybe, of one of his side girls posted like their DMs. And he was like, can you give me head before my next game? Yeah.
I'm going to put him down for 30.
Yep. I think this has already happened. And people want to know which game was it that he – and did it happen? And did it affect his performance? Yeah. Was it like that old 30-point bomb or like a 4-point? That's exactly what they referenced, the old sports site, the boxing one. Is that what you're referencing?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And then it's like they like did some like weird editing. It's like bow, chicka, wow, wow.
The old adage is that you shouldn't fuck before game day. You don't want to give up any. For boxers, at least. And then I know that there were some players, and I remember there was like a New York Giants corner who was like celibate, and then he got married, and his stats went way up the next season. So there's always like little, you're like, he wasn't getting laid before. He was like, he made it to the league, which was good. But once he got laid, he was like, all right, let's ride.
Giants incel corner.
All right, who are you picking? Who are you
Johnny,
picking?
Johnny, easy.
Picking Bradford. Let's go.
All right. Yeah, you need him to lose. So let's let's go to you, man. You versus Evan. Big matchup. You win.
This isn't the game of the week.
All right, sorry.
Seed one is on the line, playoff spots on the line.
No, this is not the game of the week.
I'm not the game of the week.
You're not the game of the week. Despite your constant efforts to be game of the week, you're the not game of the week.
The not game of the week. All right, fine.
Is this our fifth one? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we have one more.
Yeah, the game of the week comes after this. All right. Is Lawrence going to play?
It's a good question. I've taken measures to make sure that if he doesn't, I'm covered. I like having Huntley there. I could go Carr, but I'll probably go Huntley. I got so nervous that I had to pick up Carr, and I had to drop TDP. Here's the other issue, and I know that Mike has already addressed it, and I think it's outside of his control. On Sleeper app, you can still make waiver claims with $0. ESPN, you cannot do that. So I'm at $0 in ESPN waivers. I was not able to put in any waiver claims to go through on Wednesday. I could pick players up today, but knowing that Trevor Lawrence gets hurt, I only knew that I was on the ride back home from Charlotte. The only reason why I knew it was because Connor and Sean are over here. Oh, that's an ACL tear, tectonic plates, blah, blah, blah. Fuck out of here. He came back and dropped buckets.
Fuck, his knee's Pangea, dog. You can't fuck that. It looked terrible. Like, do you think it is like a delay? Do you think on Wednesday he was like, oh, fuck?
No, his injury. The reason why he didn't play today, I think, was he sprained his left big toe. Oh, so yep. It sounds like his big toe saved his ACL to me. He sacrificed a big toe, not because you know it at no, some
no,
like
right. No, you have it like it,
you got to lose it at some point. Right. Where did it break? And I feel like the big toe took the hit.
No, like I was shocked. So you weren't watching the game, you're driving back. No, like they showed it on Red Zone, like because it was the last play before the half. Mm-hmm. It was weird. Mm-hmm. It was like there's not any like pause in the game, there's nothing on the field, there's no backup in there. It was mm-hmm. just the last play, like it went to zeros, and then they show him walking in the tunnel afterwards. I was like, no way. Yeah. No way. So we'll see. But Huntley's a good backup. He can get rushing touchdowns. But damn, I mean, I'm looking down both of these squads. I like both of them. I don't know. I feel like these are like, just to say
these
that
both
I know,
should
I know,
be playoff teams.
Right.
And this is a playoff game for me, not for Evan, but for me.
But but not the game of the week. But not I just know all the players, and that's saying something. There's no Foster Moreau's here.
That's true.
Like you guys have.
We'll go down. I'll name them out, and you just say which one you like better. The check mark.
Okay.
Josh Allen versus Trevor Lawrence / Huntley.
Huntley.
Okay. Eckler versus Nick Chubb.
Wait, fuck off. No, that's not how it's lined up. We are right, going by the lineup.
All right. Austin Eckler versus Jeff Wilson Jr.
Austin Eckler.
Okay. Well, I have the stats for our other side bet. We'll bring that up later.
I know.
Saquon versus Nick Chubb. This was our trade, so this is kind of big. I think this is what it all depends on, whether or not Nick Chubb can get right against a tough Cincinnati defense.
Versus Saquon. Because Philadelphia.
Versus a tough Philadelphia defense.
Well, they had given up a bunch of rushing yards, but then they kind of got right. So actually, give me Chubb there. I'll split those for y'all.
Okay, cool. Amari Cooper versus A.J. Brown.
A.J. Brown.
That one's close too, because Cooper.
Cooper's been good.
But Cooper's on the road, and the difference between his home and road splits have been nuts.
Is he better on the road?
No, he's way better at home. And this dates back to when he was with Dallas. And did he play with another team before Dallas?
No.
Okay.
No, yes, he did. The Raiders.
Yeah, yeah. So it at least dates back to his Dallas days that, like, he scores at least 7 more points at home than he does on the road. And he's on the road in this game, so fingers crossed.
So, A.J. Brown.
George Pickens, another piece of that trade. Evan's playing two guys that I traded him for versus T. Higgins.
Probably
that one should be easy.
Higgins.
Yeah. Higgins. So that's two on the wide receiver mark. The tight end is David Nuke.
Your boy. I was just waiting for that.
Versus TJ Hockenson.
I don't want to jinx you, so I'm just going to go Nuke there.
Mm-hmm. And Zeke versus Debo.
Debo. Zeke versus the Texans.
Yeah. Zeke's going to eat, dude. He'll probably have like 30 points.
Yeah. So he's got the tight end and the flex. You've got the wide receivers. Defense and kicker. He's got kicker.
But I have defense. He's playing the Raiders defense. Like, they're bad.
Yeah, but they play the Rams, who are bad. They might play Baker tomorrow.
Galaxy brain move, Evan. Yeah,
this is so it's like tired. Pick up whoever's playing the Texans in the playoffs. Wired. Go pick grab up the Raiders defense the second you hear about the Baker pickup. Damn it, yeah. That's good. There's no way he had him on his team before.
No, he picked him up today when waivers went through. We're recording Wednesday night. You'll hear this hopefully by Friday. I gotta do a lot of editing. So.
Oh, busy day. Yeah.
I have enough time to add up Bradford's projections, but I'm not sure I'll be able to cut this podcast.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
All right. I guess who you picking?
Dude, give me you, man. Give me you.
Hell yeah. Me too. I'm taking me. Evan would fall. Evan would could fall to the fourth seed, I think.
Yeah, but no worse than fourth.
Yeah, because of points. Evan has so many points.
And he has to win. You can't go higher than fifth. He can't go lower than fourth. So you can't pass him, but you could even things out.
Does that mean I would have to play him again in the playoffs?
Things could fall that way for sure.
If I was five and he was four, we would play each other back-to-back weeks. That would be hype.
That'd be so sick. So now, as we transition into the matchup of the week, let's rehash what this does for the overall playoff standings. So you have currently Connor at the top seed, top of the West. If he wins, he is the number one. He is the number one seed. No ifs, ands, or buts. Doesn't matter if he scores 60 points. Mm-hmm. He is the top seed. If he loses and Rob wins...
And Evan loses, Rob takes the number one seed.
Correct.
And Mike takes the number two seed.
Correct.
And Connor, with a better record than Evan, takes the number three seed.
Right.
And Evan takes the four seed with a loss to me. I take the five seed. And Trey takes the six seed? No, Trey would be five and I would be six. So we wouldn't even get a rematch of...
Yeah.
Me versus Evan.
We'll do the breakout video for that one. Mm-hmm. But like the
unless Trey loses and Johnny loses and
fuck off.
I'm feeling like Charlie Day with the map of
Kerry Matheson. Insert whatever you want.
So back to the matchup of the week.
If Connor wins, this is less interesting. For the same reason that I want Ian to win, I want Connor to lose because things become more interesting. I want us to be looking at points. I want calculators out Sunday night into Monday night.
Stat corrections.
Bring it. Bring it. Give me some clothes. Ruin my summer next year. Fucking ruin it. I want this weekend. I want it bad. So, damn. Joe Burrow.
Can we do it again? You want me to go down the list and we'll say nice things about each player? You recognize everybody on this list for these guys? No weird names.
Who's Jalen Waddle?
Yeah. Foreman's probably the least known. Right?
Everyone says that, but I thought it was Deontay. But yeah, before we ruin it, you go down the list. All right. I'll give a nice one.
Quarterback. I'm going to say Rob's player first. I don't know if I've done that throughout the year, but that's probably the best way to do it so that everybody's clear. Anyways,
good time to start.
Joe Burrow versus Justin Herbert.
Joe Burrow.
Yeah, I got to go Joe Burrow there. He's just such a baller. Like,
such a beast. That throw, that iced the game.
Is he better this year than he was last year?
Yeah, he's so good.
Yeah, he's just got like – the amount of swagger that he has outweighs it. Does like arm strength doesn't matter, athleticism doesn't matter,
not at all.
IQ doesn't matter.
Nope.
Is he swaggy? Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Josh Jacobs versus Dalvin Cook, which that sounds like an easy answer, but
Dalvin Cook plays the Lions. Give me Dalvin.
Okay.
I was going to say on another week it'd be easy Josh Jacobs because he's been running all over the place.
I was speaking more like generally. People probably think that Dalvin Cook is a better running back than Josh Jacobs. Specific to this season, Josh Jacobs has been a better fantasy back than Dalvin Cook. But yeah, matchup dependent. Rams D is still, Aaron Donald's out. I don't know. That's probably a push. Yeah. This should be easy. Ramondre Stevenson against James Cook.
What about that is easy?
The Ramondre Stevenson's a lot better than James Cook. Yeah, okay. But it is cool to put both the Cook brothers in your lineup. I don't know. He's not going to keep that. He's going to put Travis Etienne in there. But I'm glad he left it in there for the week. Sake.
Yeah. That's I am 100% sure that that's on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Since we've been recording so consistently. Wide receiver. Oh, wow.
Mike Williams versus Keenan Allen. That's a great. This is game of the week.
See, I knew all these things before I even said it. Keenan Allen.
Yeah, just because of the health factor.
Also a Sunday night game, so we have heavy games going on Sunday night and Monday night.
DeAndre, what's his nickname? What do people call him?
Nuke.
Nuke Hopkins versus Waddle. Penguin boy Jalen Waddle.
Oh man, DeAndre
Hopkins. He's questionable. Yeah, no. Gotta go Hopkins. That's kind of easy. Kittle versus Higbee. Higbee hasn't been very good, and he's got Baker there. I don't
Higby's
know. Kittle
guy.
Also
has been my guy. Higbee's gonna like be buddies with Baker. Just blind.
He buys
him
one lunch. Blindly, he bought him lunch today on Wednesday.
Right. They went to Super Green in LA, and
he's boxing out. Is Allen Robinson hurt? Allen Robinson's injured. Who's even left on the receiving core? It's Ben Jefferson, Tudu Atwell. And Skronik, yeah. Higbee's just like, don't worry, guys. I got his lunch. He's giving me all the targets.
Yeah, so give me Higbee. That's my dude.
I would take Kittle in that matchup. And then Deontay Foreman versus Derrick Henry. Who you got there? Former teammates.
Derrick Henry.
Mm-hmm. Jackson D, though, not too bad. Seattle defense, not too good.
That's right.
No push?
Still
gonna go with the king.
I am, but
I almost talked you into it.
Like I got 10% closer and it still wasn't that close.
Eagles D, Seattle's defense.
Eagles D.
Yeah.
And fuck kickers.
Come on, that's your favorite piece. Nick Folk versus Jason Myers.
It's the dome factor, man. We got one guy kicking outside in Seattle where it's definitely going to be raining. Versus that beautiful turf in Arizona with a dome if it's nice. Or no dome if it's nice, a dome if it's not nice.
Uh-huh.
Retractable roof situation.
Dude, although, Folk is nasty.
Nick Folk? Does
it? Yeah.
Okay.
Last game he sucked.
Okay.
But I'm just gonna read out all 13 that we got. Week one, 1 point, sucks. Week two, 4 points, not too great. Week three, 10 points, pretty good. Week four, 6, not great. Week five, 18 points, and then 7, 2, and then 21. I think I played Rob when he scored 21 and I had the chance to pick Folk. Then week 9, 17. He's either getting you 2 points or he's getting you double digit points.
There you go.
And well, last game he had only 3 points, so that means double digits are on the way, I'd say. Who are we giving the nudge to? This is under the assumption that James Cook is playing, because that's what we're seeing, not ETN.
Still Rob.
That's what we want, huh?
Well, we want. I mean, let's root for what we want here. If Connor's had a great season, he's going to be a lock in the playoffs. He's going to be a problem in the playoffs. But for those of us,
I also don't want Rob to have the number one seed. I don't want him to have a bye. I want him to work for it. I'm going to go Connor here.
All right, sweet. I want parity.
Everyone 8-5, 8-6,
or everyone 8-6 or 6-8.
Man, we should have kept better track on our predictions, then we would have known our playoff pitcher.
Yeah. You know, we can't, we can't get to all of it.
I still think my game is the matchup of the week, but
of course you do. You always do.
Yeah. Is there anything else that we wanted to touch on?
I don't think so. I think, I'm just looking back at what you texted me for the record. I think it's fucked up that Mike stopped the power rankings at 7, but that's the least surprising thing I've ever heard. No, I think we will do at least a pod during the playoffs. Maybe
we got to do a name ranking.
We'll do a final name rankings.
We'll do a pre-playoff pod. I think we usually do a pre-playoff pod, but we don't do one during playoffs because it gets too close to the holidays.
Right. Or we skip next week and do a pre-final four pod.
That's a good one too.
Because that's like, you know, you trim out the fat and then you have really two.
Yeah. Why care about the 7 teams that Mike just wrote about when we could just care about four teams that Mike wrote about?
We'll do those if Mike power ranks that's when the power rankings really will come into play, is the, when it's four teams and then two teams, his job becomes easier. Less teams that matter.
Let's close on final thoughts from us on one topic that was briefly, I felt, kind of passed over.
Okay.
Do you think that it helps to have sex or to be celibate before the game?
Have sex.
It's better to have sex.
Yeah. I think you're free flowing. You're happy.
I 100% agree. You can't be stuffed up.
Clogged
pipes.
Right. Plumbing. Not where I was going to go with it.
You got to release everything. You let out a big loogie, a nice dump, come all before the game. You're going to play great.
Yeah, exactly. You know, when Harold and Kumar go to Guantanamo Bay, or it might have been White Castle, when he sees the KKK guys peeing, he goes, "Ah, man, I love pissing right up there with shitting and coming." So kind of like
it's not really a false statement.
No, like, hell no. You got to release, man. Yep. And then,
tell Taylor Lockett. All right. On that note, we're going to release the pod on Friday. Probably.
Peace out.
Peace.